Good morning. It is 8:18 and you are listening to Raven Radio. Joining me this morning to talk about the Otis Theater on the formerly Sheldon Jackson College campus, now the Sitka Fine Arts campus, I have Carol Otis and Ann O'Brien. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, Carol, welcome back to Sitka.
Thank you.
And where are you originally from?
Alabama, just south of Birmingham, which is middle of the state. So I go from AL to AL.
Fun. And what brings you back to town?
Two things. Fishing when the salmon come in, but the early part will be to try to help raise funds to save what was Sheldon Jackson Campus, which is now Fine Arts Camp. It's such a beautiful place that you can't let it go. It has to be saved. Why I'm here.
You were kind of a surprise visitor last year. You came to Sitka and basically an angel gave a special gift. You saw Alan Hall, and which was a shell,
yes,
basically.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe you could tell us a little bit about what you saw there.
Well, I've been coming here since regularly since 2006, and I would walk by and see the plywood on the windows. And it was like, that can't be. Can you imagine going to school there? Oh, I think it's so beautiful. And then one day I came and the plywood was gone. And I got to meet Roger, and he began telling me the history of Alan Hall, and that it was a gymnasium, it was a theater, I think it was a roller skating rink at one time or something, and church. And he said, oh, it was a theater. I thought, oh, I have an Otis Theater in Birmingham, at the University of Alabama in Birmingham. So I said, why not have one here?
And we are grateful that you want to have one here. Ann O'Brien, you are the development director. Let's give you a special title for the Sitka Fine Arts Camp.
We say development staff. But yes, I'm an intern coming up from Winston-Salem, North Carolina, through a Yale internship program. I just finished up my freshman year there. And I'm so happy to be in Sitka. I see we have the rainy weather back, but we had a few days of beautiful weather. And I'm having a lot of fun up at the camp, meeting people and working with the students.
And being involved in development, which is fundraising, is it unusual to meet someone like Carol?
Well, Carol is unusual in her kindness and loveliness, but it's been one of the highlights of my experience here, being able to go out and see the faces and hear the stories of people, you know, whose names I might see working on paperwork, you know. So it's all about the human connection in my job, which is something I really enjoy.
And Carol is ridiculously fun. And Carol, despite maybe helping raise more funds for the theater, are you going to have some fun here in town?
Oh, yes. I always do. We sort of laughingly say, I'm a streetwalker. You know, that's not a nice thing, or it wasn't many years ago, but I come in and out of all the shops downtown and visit with the people that work there. And as soon as the salmon come in, I will be at Stargavin or else at Junk Bay, which is Eagle Beach. And then hopefully I can do something with the breast cancer survivors here.
And are you doing a special event with them?
We hope to. I hope to teach them to fly fish. And I won't be the only female out there fly fishing with all those other fellas. So I'll get me some other girls doing it. It's good exercise for people who've had breast cancer.
That sounds like a wonderful idea. And actually, the campus is a good place possibly to practice. Where would you teach?
Right there in front, right up there on the hill, right in front of all the buildings. It's urgent that you not cast into rocks and dirt. You'll tear up your line. So we do it on the grass until the fish come in, and then we'll take them down to the water and let them. If you ever hook one, then you're hooked for good.
That is a good advice. And you're kind of a Renaissance woman. So you make this generous donation and you you enjoy supporting theater. You're fly fishing out on the quad. I'm sure you probably pick up a broom and probably do some other things for the fine arts camp.
Well, yes. I've been in since May, and I've worked there almost every day. I'm the official sweeper. I took that job away from Jerry, I think it's what's his name, that owned the used to own the paint store here.
Fleming.
Fleming, yes. Jerry was the sweeper, and then that's my job.
I hope you're still on good terms.
Yes. Okay. Yes, we help each other.
So while Carol is basically, you know, supplementing everyone's job and having fun, what sorts of needs and do you need for fundraising on the campus?
Well, this summer we've been very fortunate to receive a generous donation of $150,000. And we are also able to announce this summer a matching challenge that was pledged by the same donor, that every donation made to the camp within this summer camp period will be matched up to another $100,000. So we are thrilled to have this opportunity, which is really just something, it's an opportunity we've never had before to really engage the community and double, you know, any gift that might be made. And we're working towards the completion of Allen Hall. That's a, you know, it was a $3 million project when it was first undertaken. We've put about $1 million into it, and we're already, you know, nearly finished. So really, you know, $1 goes three times the way with the wonderful management and vision that people have who are working on this project. We're, you know, hoping to have it finished in time for the end of our 40th anniversary year. The Fine Arts Camp was founded in 1973, and we are celebrating a big old anniversary this year. So we're pleased to be making progress.
That's fun, and everybody likes a good party.
That's right. We have a Jazz on the Waterfront event on the 29th, I believe, and that'll be a big bash.
And there's lots of fundraisers throughout the summer to raise money, but having formally raised money, it's a lot easier to just receive a donation rather than have to plan an event and also get money. Does it feel a little overwhelming, this amount of money you need for just Allen Hall itself? I mean, because other programs and such probably need fundraising as well.
Well, Allen Hall is really the kind of the jewel of the campus. It's it sits right looking over the water, and it has actually a really unique architectural design that was very forward-thinking for 1911 when it was first built. And, you know, it could seem overwhelming to just think how much work needs to be done, how many hours need to be put in. But, you know, people have been so enthusiastic and just tireless. So it could be overwhelming, but really it's easy to see through all these people who put time into it how much it's worth to the community. One other thing that we are hoping to look forward to is the restoration of this power plant building that's on campus. You may have seen it. It's got this enormous smokestack. And it's a little bit the, you know, it's the redheaded stepchild of the campus. It really needs some love and attention. And so we're hoping to put a new roof on that and look forward to restoring that.
Well, I think you'll do just fine with Carol's energy and work in the town.
I'm doing the best I can working the town now. But this fine arts camp is not just a fine arts camp in the summer for kids. No. It's for the whole community, the whole town of Sitka, because after all, we're the only town of any size on this island. And if you don't take care of yourself, nobody else is going to.
Oh, my goodness. I feel like I shouldn't say anything after that. I should have just turned off the mics. So what's a good way to contact the two of you about receiving donations or gaining volunteers? What's the best contact info?
Well, the easiest way probably to donate to our project and to our vision is to go to www.fineartscamp.org/donate. And also, we're able to be reached at the camp office at 907-747-3085. And that's the easiest way to get in touch.
Well, I'd like to thank my guests, Carol and Anne, telling us more about the Otis Theater.
Thank you.
And the campaign that's coming up. And Carol, welcome back to the community.
It's good to be home.